In the remote island town of Sitka, Alaska, everyone 16 and older, 16, can get vaccinated. That's because of the efficiency of the region's tribal health provider. It's already vaccinated those at high risk. From member station KCAW, Catherine Rose has this report.
The vaccine clinic set up at Sitka's Civic Center looks different from many in the lower 48. No lines, no crowds.
And did you bring your shot record from the last time? Looks like you did.
Patients pop in every few minutes for their appointments, and they don't have to wait very long before a nurse directs them to roll up their sleeve. Another big difference? Some of the faces are younger. Much younger. 17-year-old Bradley Westlock is a senior at Mount Edgecombe High School. He and a group of his classmates just got their second doses of the Pfizer vaccine.
I feel lucky and thankful that I got the shot, hoping that everything will go back to normal once everyone gets vaccinated.
Normal for Westlock is attending school in Sitka and being able to travel home over breaks. He's from the Yupik village of Imonik on the mouth of the Yukon River in western Alaska. He's hoping now that he's vaccinated, traveling home to see his grandparents will be safer.
That's why I got it, just to protect them.
Westlock and his peers are some of the first teens in the country to receive the vaccine. And that's no accident.
Young people have lots of social activities and lots of social contact.
Dr. Elliot Brule is the chief medical officer at the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium. Sitka has a population of around 8,500, and they're able to vaccinate about 750 people each week.
As these vaccines came, we saw it as a moral and ethical imperative that we did not leave vaccines sitting in the freezer.
Brule says there are a few reasons the hospital's vaccine rollout has been so successful. They've received enough supply of the vaccine from both the state and the Indian Health Service, and the IHS has been extremely efficient across the whole country in getting vaccines out. Brule says the public health goal is vaccinating whole communities, Alaska Native people and non-Native residents alike.
Elbow grease. Attitude makes the difference in life and in work. And in this instance, we said this is our number one priority, and we put the muscle behind that.
By mid-February, Brule's clinic opened up vaccinations to everyone 16 and older. Like high school student Silas Dimmert. He jumped at the opportunity. He's a cross-country runner, and in the summers he works at a local grocery store. He got his first shot Tuesday.
I want it, and it's like nice to have that sense of immunity, but I'm also 16. I'm kind of healthier, so it was nice to hear that they're getting it to people that need it more.
Honestly, it's thrilling.
That's Silas's mom, Emily Dimmert. She's an English teacher at Sitka High School. She got vaccinated in early February, but when her students started flexing their vaccine cards, she really breathed a sigh of relief.
When a couple of my students shared that they were getting the vaccine, I just got this spark of joy that was like, yes, now we're really going to see some changes, I think.
Dimmert hopes the vaccines will help both her school and her home become less distant and more social. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Rose in Sitka, Alaska.